Congress is dragging its feet with an economic response to the coronavirus. The sticking point? Paid sick leave. Democrats like New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand want more.
We want mandatory paid sick leave for up to 2 weeks. We also want paid family and medical leave, because if your child's school has shut down, you can't choose between caring for a child and getting a paycheck.
The U.S. lags behind many other developed countries on this, and as the number of COVID-19 cases goes up, those policies could impact how the virus spreads. Dr. Jody Hyman is the former dean of the UCLA Fielding School of Public Health. Dr. Hyman, how does sick leave influence how an illness spreads? Is there a link, and can you make it for us?
Simply put, Americans who have sick leave stay home when they're sick, so they don't spread diseases to their coworkers as often. They don't send their children to school when they're sick, so their kids don't spread it as often. And they don't work as service providers. We know that sick leave makes it dramatically less likely that people spread disease. If you don't have sick leave, you're twice as likely to send your child to school or daycare sick. You're 1.5 times as likely, even when you feel sick yourself and are contagious, to go to work sick.
So clearly sick leave is dependent on the type of job you have. What do U.S. sick leave policies look like broadly?
So unfortunately, the situation in the United States right now is that 7 in 10 of our lowest income workers don't have a single day of paid sick leave.
Wow.
So the people who need it the most have it the least. Of food service workers, 4 out of 5 lack sick leave. 3 out of 4 childcare workers lack sick leave. This is a devastating impact on them and their families, but also to everyone they come into contact with.
How concerned are you right now about where this could lead in the United States? Let's start there.
Well, I'm very concerned about what it means this year, and it's something we have to fix for every year. We shouldn't just be fixing it temporarily in 2020. We have to fix it for every year, and there's every reason to believe we can. So the world has 193 countries. 179 of them have paid sick leave. That's 94%. It's not just the high-income countries. The United States is a complete outlier in lacking all forms of paid sick leave.
So talk about those other countries. How does sick leave actually work there? Can you point to a country that you think stands out as a model?
Well, I think the good news is there are lots of models there. But what do they have in common, the ones that are working? First, people need to know they will have leave from the very first day they're sick. We can't say you have to be sick for 5 days before you get paid. By then, infectious diseases will have spread. The second thing is we need to make sure that we have paid family leave. So if your child is sick, you're able to stay home and that child is able to stay home. Canada does this well, but many countries do it well. Australia, as an example, not only provides paid sick leave, they provide it from the very first day of illness. So all workers there can afford to take the leave they need. And I think we see some of the countries that have had the worst challenges don't provide that early sick leave. And this really is one of the most important ways we can slow this epidemic.
Dr. Jody Hyman, the director of the World Policy Analysis Center, thank you very much for explaining the sick leave part of the story to us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Pleasure to be with you.